calling out to bushwhackers. Are you ready for a brand new beat? 'Cause summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street. Unless you're Fatty and Arnie, in which case you're under the thumb of the ruthless British Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett. But they've got a plan for a party. And as for George and Tony, well, are they dancing in the streets?
There's another red car! That's a point to you, Condi.
Great, Sugar.
Oh, there's a blue one! That's a point to me! Oh, and another blue one! I'm in the lead! Hey, there's a cow!
Moo! Moo!
Hey, Condi, look! I'm talking to the cows. Watch.
Moo!
Condi, don't you think it was a bit risky driving to Las Vegas instead of taking Air Force One?
Don't worry, Tony, we're perfectly safe. This limo is like a tank.
No, I mean after 2 days in the car with George, I'm on the verge of murdering him!
Welcome to my world, Tony.
Moo!
Oh boy, I'd love to see a cow jump over the moon! That would be so cool! Maybe NASA should try putting cows in space!
On the bright side, while we're in Vegas, I might be able to get some tips on how to turn the Millennium Dome into a super casino.
The Millennium Dome? What the heck's that? Is it some sort of weapon of mass destruction?
Only in the hands of the Conservative Party.
Oh ha ha, Condi. Actually, the Millennium Dome was a wildly successful project, much like my prime ministership.
You mean it looked great at the start, but now it's been hanging around too long?
Has Prescott been emailing you one-liners again?
Every day.
Hey guys, let's sing a song!
Great idea, Sugar.
Condi, have you gone crazy? Don't encourage him.
I don't care, because I've got the iPod.
Oh God. There was a farmer who had a dog, and Bingo was his name, oh. B-Y-M-D-O, 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 and Bingo was his name, oh. One more time!
No!
There was a farmer who had a dog, and Bingo was his name, oh. B-Y-M-D-O, 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 and Bingo was his name, oh. One more time!
Whack my bush.
Ah, this is more like summer, Fatty. Tequila flowing, barbecue sizzling, and babes in bikinis bouncing.
Aye, this is the best midnight feast ever. Even Gordon's having fun.
So you see, my dear, by increasing stamp duty on house purchases, the Treasury is collecting a tax on the debts people are running up on their mortgages. So both we and the banks are happy.
You don't have to talk, Fanny. Give me some more tequila and I'll show you my piercings.
How can I refuse such a delightful offer? Might even give me some ideas for new taxes.
Right, party's over. Now, none of that. Stop having fun right this minute. You, common girl, put your nipple piercings away.
Oh, bugger.
Come on, everybody out. Go back to the sinkhole estates from whence you came.
But we were just about to have the naked limbo competition. Oh, look, I'm already oiled.
And the hamburger eating competition from a woman's cleavage.
All cancelled. No baps, no oil, no fun.
You got to stand for this, Fatty. You're the deputy prime minister, for God's sake. Take your balls out of a handbag and lay down the law.
Right. Sod off, Margaret, you bad-tempered old sow. Oh, that was stupid.
Anyone else want some? And as for you, young man.
Oh, no, please. Not in that cracker for Annie.
Come here and trousers down.
Bye-bye, boys. We're a lot of fun together.
Bend over.
What?
It's 12 of the best for you, young man. Right!
Ah!
You!
Ow!
Naughty!
Hey!
Boy!
Ooh.
Oh, you like this?
Ah!
Do you?
Yes!
Right!
Come on!
Okay!
Do it!
Stop it!
What are you waiting for?
You enjoy this!
Whack my bush.
Follow me, gentlemen.
Hey, I'm not a gentleman.
Oh, you're not fooling anyone, dearie, no matter how much estrogen you guzzle.
Why, you...
Now, Condi, let's not get thrown out of the hotel before we've got into our room.
Here we are, the presidential suite.
Oh, boy, this is so cool. The bathroom's huge. And look, Condi, it's even got a separate water fountain.
George, don't drink out of the bidet.
Condi, I don't mean to worry you, but there's only one bed.
What? Hey, where's the other bed?
The presidential suite only has one queen-size bed, but I think you knew that all along, didn't you, dearie?
Great! A bed!
Yeehaw! Look at me, Condi! Woo!
Oh, shit. To think that half my life I've been dreaming of three in a bed action in Vegas, but now it's the last thing I want.
I can bounce real high! Woohoo!
Ah! Oh, fuckity fuck! Careful, George! The room's on Cherie's credit card!
Wag my bush, come on!
Come on, Arnie. This is our one chance to escape.
Okay, stop being a girly.
Hang on. Is that Gordon with you?
Yes. And all this sneaking about is terribly exciting. Is this what it's like being Prime Minister?
What the fuck have you brought him for? We're going to Vegas, not a bloody economic summit.
But Freddy, just think, with Gordon's numerical genius, we can beat the casinos.
All right, but I warn you, if you think my farting's bad, you get downwind of him after he's had a belly full of haggis.
Jesus! What is it with you British? You meet your targets on carbon emissions, but your methane emissions are killing the planet!
Fuck me, that's one for the collection, Gordon.
Well, it was a vegetarian habit.
What's going on out there?
Holy shit! It's the bitch from hell! Into the car, quick!
Stop right there! I'm warning you!
Where the fuck did she get that shotgun?
She confiscated it from my washing bag. Now drive!
I shall stop!
This is brilliant. I hope it's going to be like this when I'm the Prime Minister.
So, they've got away, and now they're heading to Vegas. Will Arnie make it without being gassed to death in stereo by Fatty and Gordon? And how can Britain cut down its methane emissions? Find out in the next pants-splitting episode of...
Whack My Bush.